Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
St. Luke begins this Gospel passage with the context. The great crowds were traveling with Jesus toward Jerusalem. And then he writes, Jesus turned and addressed them. Jesus, who is on his way to Jerusalem to take up his cross, makes it clear to his followers that they need to be ready to take up their cross. And once again, a distinction is made between those who are in the crowd following Jesus and those who choose to become his disciple. And on the surface, being his disciple doesn't sound so great. Jesus lays out three conditions for discipleship, saying, first, if anyone comes to me without hating his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And then second, whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And finally, any one of you who does not renounce all his possessions cannot be my disciple. This may not seem like a very effective sales pitch. Right, just a couple weeks ago when students were back at MSU, we were advertising free food to bring them into St. John's, to help draw people in. But here, it appears that Jesus is, what he's saying would push people away. Hate your family, physically suffer, get rid of everything that you have. Jesus is speaking in such drastic terms to wake us up, to shake us out of our complacency, to call us to something greater. Obviously, he's not speaking literally here, but in hyperbole. Jesus isn't telling us to break the fourth commandment, to honor your father and mother. But he is telling us to keep first things first, as Father Mac would often say. And that takes a decision. And Jesus here gives two little parables about a builder and a king who both spend time deliberating before making an important decision. If building a tower, going into battle is an important decision, how much more so the decision to follow Jesus, to build your life on the foundation of faith, and to choose to enlist in the army of God. Following Jesus is not a decision to be made lightly. That's why often it takes over a year to become Catholic, to make that decision to follow the Lord, to enter his church. And for those of us who have been Catholic all our lives, every day is an opportunity to choose to follow Jesus, especially today, Sunday, to make the sacrifice to come to Mass, even when the Lions begin their football season. To put God first, to start the very beginning of the week with the Lord. And I think there's two ways that we can approach our Sunday obligation, and even more broadly, it is our choice to be a disciple of Jesus. We can come to church out of a sense of obligation, right? We can come to church because we think we have to, or we can come to church because we know we need to. The first approach just rises out of a mere sense of duty. And we know that we should come to Mass, so we come because we have to. And that's not a bad place to start, right? One of the precepts of the church is to attend Mass on Sundays and holy days of obligation. And it's good to do what the church asks of us as Catholics. But it's good to check why we do what we do. Are we doing something because we have to? Or have we chosen the better part because we want to? Our second reading today comes from the letter of St. Paul to Philemon. In that short letter, Paul is appealing to his friend to take back Onesimus, not as a slave, but as a brother in Christ. And as an apostle, Paul could have just ordered Philemon to do whatever he wants. But in the verse right before our passage today, Paul writes, "Although I have the full right in Christ to order you to do what is proper, yet for love's sake, I prefer to appeal to you." He goes on, "So that the good you do might not be forced, but voluntary." St. Paul clearly indicates that what the choice he should make, but he doesn't force him to make that choice. As he says, for love's sake. Because that's a quality of true love. That's never forced, but voluntary. That's why every couple that comes here to get married is first asked a question before they exchange their vows, right? They're asked, "Have you come here to enter into marriage without coercion, freely and wholeheartedly?" And once the bride and groom say, "I have," then the priest is able to continue with the next questions. But it starts there. Are you free? And if either the bride or the groom feel pressured by someone or by a situation that they're into to get married, then it wouldn't be a true marriage. Because love first requires freedom. Or as St. John Paul II puts it, freedom exists for the sake of love. God gave us our free will to choose the good. And the greatest good is God himself. But left to ourselves, our will is weak. We can be at a loss of what to do. As our first reading put it, "The deliberations of mortals are timid, and unsure are our plans. And what is within our grasp we find with difficulty. But when things are in heaven, who can search them out? Or who ever knew your counsel except you had given wisdom and sent your Holy Spirit from on high?" As I said earlier, that we can come to church because we think we have to, or we can come to church because we know we need to. Without God, we're lost. And our lives don't make sense. It's like we're on a rock just hurling around the sun, right? Not knowing what to do. And well, I'd like to quote the very soon-to-be St. Carlo Acutis. "Find God and your life will make sense." It's the Holy Spirit who gives us true wisdom. The wisdom that we need to choose to follow Christ in freedom. Renew that choice today.